It's time to follow what feels right in Fort Myers, like making time for each other in tropical settings, kidding around on white sand beaches, surrounded by nature. It just feels right to relax and reconnect with the ones you love in Fort Myers. Book a direct flight to Southwest Florida International Airport and plan your trip to our islands, beaches, and neighborhoods at visitfortmyers.com.
Yeah, but Liverpool were always going to look for further reinforcements. They're not going to go into the season with just one right back. They'll want lots of options everywhere.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, Sean Dyche speaks to Off the Ball about his immediate future and his prospects of international management. Arnold Slot addresses Trent Alexander-Arnold's future ahead of tomorrow's Merseyside derby. And we hear from Saoirse Noonan ahead of Ireland's Nations League doubleheader with Greece. But first, Sean Dyche has told Off the Ball he's willing to let things settle before he re-enters the world of football. It's coming up on 12 weeks since Dyche was relieved of his duties as Everton manager following a run of one win in 11 games. The former Burnley boss says he'll take his time before he takes on a new job.
Well, there's certainly a lot of offers coming my way that are outside, well, linked to the game mainly. But, I mean, today I'm down at Saracens doing a Q&A for them, which I've done before. Some of that kind of... You know, because there's lots of crossovers. I don't know anything about rugby and not a lot about other sports, but there's lots of crossovers, environment, culture, you know, so it's mainly that sort of thing. So I quite enjoy that. Spoken to a couple of different companies and done some talks for them, different media things. So, yeah, quite, you know, it's one of them weird things. The Premier League, when you've been in it 10 years, opens a lot of different avenues. So I'm kind of open-minded. I mean, I love the football side of things, so that may come round my way again, but I'm quite open-minded for... You know, what comes next? I'm only 53. There's plenty of life in front of me. So, yeah, I'm pretty open-minded at the moment, actually.
On this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, Dyche reserved special praise for his former Everton captain, Seamus Coleman.
He's just got the old school, and that's not a bad thing, by the way. Old school in his mentality. He's very professional and modern in his professionalism and the way he looks after himself. But he's got that solid old school mentality and is to be marvelled at. He will speak in front of the group openly. He will take on the go very passionately. Once he gets on a roll, it's almost like, wow, I just let him roll. He just keeps going and going and going. And he does believe in the club. I mean, he's one of the rare players, and this is not a question on players. This is just the way a playing career works. You know, you might be there 2 years, another club for 2 years, another club. That's the business. But he's been there a long time, as you know, and he actually believes in what the club stand for. So he was certainly very good when I was trying to strip it all back a bit and give it a bit of like a sort of a bigger heart, if you like. He was a massive part in helping with that.
There's a lot more from that interview with Sean Dyche, which you can hear by becoming an Off the Ball member now. Liverpool boss Arnold Slot has played questions related to Trent Alexander-Arnold's future with a straight bat. The fullback has been closely linked with a free transfer to Real Madrid, but speaking ahead of tomorrow night's Merseyside derby, a game you can hear live on tomorrow's Off the Ball, Slot was only concerned with getting Alexander-Arnold back on the grass.
Now, his situation is unfortunately that he's injured. Otherwise, people would have probably spoken about him, that he had one or two brilliant performances for the England team. But he's injured, and for him that means that he's fully focused on his recovery. And for us that means that we're trying to help him to be back as soon as he can. And for the rest, of course, for 8 months it went a bit up and down, maybe with all kind of talks about him, Virgil or Mo. But we've never been focused on those talks. We've always been focused on what we have to do. That for Virgil and Mo is trying to win the Merseyside derby. And for Trent, it is making sure he's fit as soon as he can.
Just to push you on that a little bit, though, given those reports, does that affect you at all? And does it concern you that this could be the end for Trent here at Liverpool?
No, because it's a situation that is there for eight or nine months now. And I think all these three players have performed so well under these circumstances. So no, it doesn't affect me at all. I think there was a bit of noise about us losing against Paris Saint-Germain, losing against Newcastle as well. I always try to be rational and try to judge the situation, and in the Newcastle and Paris Saint-Germain situation, I don't think this happened many times, that from the nine serious games a team plays in Europe, because I don't took the PSV game serious, because we were already qualified. When you win eight and you only lose one, that you're out before the last eight, before the quarterfinals. I was a bit more frustrated about the final, because I think we deserved to lose that one, and that is for the first time I think we deserved to lose a football game. We were not tough in terms of defending, we were not good with the ball, so there were not many things to like about the final.
Well, Slot doesn't believe there is a general fatigue within a squad. He concedes their exertions against PSG impacted their Carabao Cup performance.
So then I try to be rational again, and if I look at the Paris Saint-Germain game, I don't think I've, in the 8 or 9 months I've been in this job, I've seen my players work that hard as they did for 120 minutes. So maybe that was also the reason why we looked tired in the final. But again, maybe I don't give the right credits to Newcastle, because they made it so difficult for us because of their game plan. So now we're all saying, yeah, we lost this because we were tired. No, I think when we were fit and Newcastle played the way they did, it would have still been a very, very, very difficult job for us to win that game, because the Newcastle players were so ready for it, played such a great game. So I don't think we were tired, for the simple reason that against Paris Saint-Germain we were incredible in terms of work rate and in terms of intensity. And they are maybe a bit more refreshed than after a normal international break, because normally we play in the weekend and now we play on Wednesday. So most of them had a few days off as well, for the first time in months that they had 3 or 4 or 5 days off. And so that is maybe the reason why I use the word refreshed.
Alisson and Ryan Gravenberch are due to play tomorrow, despite their respective knocks sustained on international duty. But Slot says Conor Bradley is unlikely to start, even though he's resumed training after a thigh injury. And again, tomorrow night's Merseyside derby is live and exclusive from Anfield on tomorrow night's Off the Ball.
Take a detour from the ordinary.
Owen, it's finally here. Your 10-part documentary, Diverted.
Took a long time.
It's time to get diverted.
This has taken too long, but finally glad that it's here.
Join Owen Sheehan as he brings you the conversations you didn't know you needed to hear.
It's like the content version of your eyes being bigger than your belly, or whenever it comes to food.
From the unexpected to the unforgettable, Diverted explores it all.
For some reason, I've decided to hitchhike through Argentina.
Irlanda.
Holanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda. See.
Available for free on all Off the Ball channels. Divert it on Off the Ball.
Saoirse Noonan's revealed her assertiveness after being left out of the last Ireland squad. The Celtic striker has been recalled for the Nations League doubleheader with Greece, the first game of which is on Friday. Noonan says she called Carla Ward directly after being omitted for February's games against Slovenia and Turkey.
Yeah, but I think, again, right now I feel like my football is doing the talking for me. And I think that does give you confidence when you're scoring. So that allowed me to feel that I can ask kind of what Carla's looking for in an attacker. And whereas before I didn't feel like I had the right to, like I knew the girls that are ahead of me deserved it more. So yeah, I just felt like I was in a strong position. Probably a bit of confidence as well, just knowing my own ability. And I kind of just started off, went in there with no fear. I just wanted to put my foot down and make a mark, and that took its time. It took me a while to start starting games and stuff, and I just kind of kept focusing on the next game. I didn't want to look at the bigger picture. I just kind of wanted to focus on just Celtic, get my feet in the ground and try and enjoy it best I can. And I knew if I could do that, then the rewards would start coming, and that's when goals started coming. And then obviously you get a call-up like this, that's the icing on the cake.
Bray Wanderers are up to third in the First Division table following last night's 1-0 win away to UCD. Max Murphy scored the only goal of the game from the penalty spot after the Students had Sean Brennan sent off. After the game, Murphy caught up with Bray's media team.
It's been a great turnaround after the two defeats against Dundalk and Finn Harps. They bounced back to take the 6 points against Cove and UCD tonight.
Yeah, it was just getting back to basics, really, after the two defeats, especially conceding a couple of goals. But we just bounced back and got in the shape and went with a game plan, and we did well, the two wins.
Just in yourself, you switched the last two games from left-back, from right-back to left-back, so a bit of a difference.
Yeah, I have experience playing left back, so it doesn't really bother me as much. But if he puts me in to play left back, I'll do my best.
just on yourself, you've had your nerve three times and scored the penalties. You know, you have the confidence to step up and take them.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, the first one against Dundalk, and it's just getting up again and having the confidence to take them again.
As a defender, you must be happy with the three clean sheets so far on the road this season.
Yeah, that's first and foremost really for the team, and then build on that. And if you keep a clean sheet, you can always win the game.
We're up to third now, so hopefully you can build on that on Friday and get away to Athlone.
Yeah, like you said, two wins in a row now, so we go down with confidence against Athlone, the game plan, hopefully get the job done again.
Manchester United's part owners Ineos have settled their case with New Zealand Rugby after the petrochemicals company ended their sponsorship midway through their contract. It was February when NZR said Ineos had failed to pay the first instalment of their sponsorship fee, indicating their desire to back out of the deal. Ineos said at the time the decision was down to cost-saving measures across the business. That decision would chime with Ineos making sweeping cuts across Manchester United. But Ineos and New Zealand Rugby released a joint statement which read, New Zealand Rugby and Ineos can confirm that a settlement has been reached between the two parties. Whilst the details remain confidential, both organisations are satisfied with the outcome and acknowledge a desire to now move forward. Meanwhile, Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim says captain Bruno Fernandes won't be leaving the club this summer. The Portugal international has scored 7 goals in as many games for United, who've been performing well below expectations this season. Amorim, whose side got the Nottingham Forest in the Premier League tonight, claims Fernandes understands the club like one of the fans.
Yeah, that is the challenge. I want Bruno here because, like I said, in maybe in the lowest moments of our season, we want to win the Premier League again. So we want the best players to continue with us. And this is 29, I think, but he's still so young because he plays 55 games every season. Between assists and goals, he's there for 30 at least. So he's the type of player that we want here. So he's not going anywhere.
Just on that, actually, Ruben, how are you so sure about that with Bruno? Have you had these kind of conversations? You know, obviously, he shows his sort of love for the club, I suppose, in other ways in terms of the foundation and the talking with the academy players. But how do you know that from your position?
We are in control of the situation, and I feel that he's really happy here, especially because he understands what we want to do. And then I think he's one more supporter of Manchester United. And he really feel it. And sometimes the frustration that you see, everybody sees and say that maybe it's not a good thing in a captain, it's a sign that he wants this so bad. So this is the kind of player that we want, and he's not going anywhere because I already told him.
Lawyers say they've settled more than 20 legal claims of historical abuse at Celtic Boys Club for a 7-figure sum. About 30 players from the 70s, 80s and 90s had launched US-style class action against Celtic PLC for damages. The case relates to abuse at the youth club, which was not formally affiliated with Celtic FC, by convicted paedophiles James Torbett and Frank Kearney. And AC Milan won't be making the loan deal for João Félix, a permanent one in the summer. The Portuguese international has made just 5 Serie A starts for the Rossoneri following his move from Chelsea in January. But according to reports, João Félix will return to Chelsea in the summer and they will then assess the best route forward for the 25-year-old.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.